This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Hark, the herald angels announce. Of course, this is taken from Luke chapter 2, starting in verse 7. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths or clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." Look at the declaration of these angels. They say, "Glory to God in the highest." That is glory to God for what He has done. Finally, after all of these years, I mean, this goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden, where God made this promise. And the very first Bible prophecy, by the way, was Genesis 3:15, where God said, "I will put enmity between you and the woman," speaking to the devil, speaking to the serpent here, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. He will bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." And 1 Peter 1:12, it says that the angels desire to look into these things. Angels have always been curious, the Bible says, on what God's plan is, on what's going on. Ever since this, well, perhaps this goes even further back than that. Perhaps this goes to the fall of Satan back in another age. Angels waiting to see what God was going to do. How is he going to punish Satan? The angels are curious about this. Again, that's 1 Peter 1:12. It says things which angels desire to look into. When would God fulfill his promise that he made to the devil all those years ago in the garden? How would God pull it off? And now finally, the time has come. The time for God to finally judge Satan for all that he's done. As Paul wrote in Galatians 4:4, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman. This is why the angels were rejoicing. Finally, I think it goes back prior to just Genesis 3:15. I think this goes back all the way to another age. Whenever it is that Satan fell, whenever it is that Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 14 happened, which talks about Satan's fall, I think these angels rejoicing goes all the way back to that time. And now finally, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son. So, and the angels here said, on earth, peace. Well, peace. Well, how? How is that? Peace given by Christ himself, who is the Prince of Peace. Isaiah, I think it's Isaiah chapter 9, calls him the Prince of Peace. The Lord himself said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you." You see, no one else can give you the peace that he gives. Philippians 4:7 says he gives the peace that surpasses all understanding. That means we'll never understand it. It surpasses. It's greater than all of our understanding we could ever have, is the peace of Christ, the peace that he gives in troublesome times, when we're hurting, when we're at the end of our rope, perhaps. The peace that passes all understanding. This is coming. This is what these angels are declaring. On earth, peace. And they said, goodwill toward men. Now, we'll get to that one in a moment, because this Christmas carol will bring up this point here as well. Hark, the herald angels sing, and glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild. And then he says this, God and sinner reconciled. And this is the main point I want to look at here today. God and sinner reconciled. Now, this comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, if you want to turn there. 2 Corinthians 5, starting in verse 17. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing or not counting their trespasses against them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. So you see, this is what the angels were celebrating, that this blessed event was now unfolding. You know, when you think of Christmas, we always like to look behind here, look in the spiritual realm always with all of my teaching here. And this is really the message of Christmas. God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself. God and sinner reconciled. This is the great message of Christmas. God and sinner reconciled. Verse 18, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. Now, what does this word reconcile mean? Theologically speaking, the divine work of redemption by God himself, by taking upon himself our sin and becoming an atonement. Thus, a relationship of peace with mankind is established. In the New Testament, reconcile speaks of the change that God makes in man through conversion, so that he may be reconciled to a holy God. Now, here's a few definitions from dictionary.com. Reconcile. Number one, to win over to friendliness. Also part of this definition here, cause to become amicable or to reconcile hostile persons. Number two, the word means to settle, like a quarrel or a dispute. Number three, the word means to bring into agreement or harmony, to make compatible or consistent. Man, oh man, does this stuff sound familiar to you? Everything that God's done? I love all these definitions. To win over to friendliness. To cause to become amicable. That is, friends. We sang the song in here today, I am a friend of God. made possible because God and sinner are now reconciled. The word also means to settle. Oh, Jesus settled it all, didn't he? On the cross, where the Lord said, "It is finished." Indeed, a dispute has been settled. And that is, how can a holy and righteous God allow sinners into his presence? How? By making atonement for our sins and putting to death what the Bible calls the enmity. Again, Paul wrote in Ephesians 2:14, speaking of Christ, "For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace." Now, verse 16. And that, this is Ephesians 2:14-16. "And that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, therefore putting to death the enmity." And as a result, we have peace with God. God and sinners have been reconciled. The Lord Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen? Jesus brings peace with him. He is the Prince of Peace. He wants to give you peace. But you have to receive it. And we looked at last week, as many as received him, and to them he gave them the power or the authority or the right to become children of God. If you would please turn with me, Romans chapter 5. God and sinners reconciled. Look at all the Lord Jesus has done for us. Changed our disposition, our standing with God. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. It says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, you all know in here how much I love props. This one here is my favorite. Do you want to have peace with God? You see, without peace with God, you have no peace. No peace with God is like how they say in Italian, agita, stomach ache, itch that you just can't scratch. No peace with God, and your life is one of living on the edge from moment to moment. No peace, no security, no assurance, at least no blessed assurance, which is the only real type, that when you die and leave this world, that heaven's gate are going to open wide to you. Do you want that kind of peace? Now, I'm preaching to the choir here today. Maybe someone on this podcast will hear this program that doesn't have peace this Christmas. There's only one way to have it, and that is to be right with God. He's done all the work. God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.